You're tuned in to the Todd Coconato Show, otherwise known as The Remnant, one of the most listened to podcasts in the Christian community. You can visit our website, toddcoconato.com. And now broadcasting live around the world from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, here's the host of the show, Pastor Todd Coconato.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Coconato Show, otherwise known as The Remnant. Welcome to the Gideon's 300 who are standing around the world. Very important show topic today. We're going to get into this whole exposure situation that's going on. It's like everywhere between Jeffrey Epstein, documents being released. You got Cat Williams coming out and really kind of dropping the hammer on Hollywood and a lot in the comedic world. For a long time, I've been sharing about what's been going on in Hollywood, but for many years, a lot of people didn't want to really hear what I had to say, to be quite honest with you. They didn't believe it, or if they did believe it, they just, you know, didn't really want to talk about it. But because it was something that I personally lived through as a child actor, and by the way, I was not famous, but I did play a lot of roles. I was a working child actor. I had a good agent, a good manager. And so anyway, long story short, I've known this has been going on for years. I've been sounding the alarm. I actually waited for a long time to even talk about it, because there's a lot of pressure to keep you silent. And of course, you'll get blacklisted from Hollywood. But there's even more than that. If you talk about it, people will, in some cases, come after you. I mean, look at Isaac Cappy and some of these folks that are no longer with us. You got a lot of people that have died, and there's always the conspiracy around them that, hey, why did they die so young? Did they speak something that they shouldn't have? Did they say something that they shouldn't have? And now all of a sudden they're no longer here. So is it just all coincidence? It's kind of like all the people that have died around the Clintons. Is that all just a conspiracy? Is that all coincidence? Well, there sure, certainly is a lot of people. And so we're in this season of just tremendous exposure. And it's kind of part of the great awakening that's been happening, because with the research and folks that have been opening their eyes to so many things, I mean, I could just think about 5-10 years ago, if I would have talked about the halftime show, well, I did actually talk about the halftime show, the Super Bowl being demonic, a lot of people would have said, you're crazy, you're a tinfoil hat man. Now we're in a time where people are primed and they're not saying that's crazy anymore. They're actually saying, hey, that's kind of, yeah, I've been thinking that. And when I watch these really dark, ritualistic looking things, like when they did the tunnel opening ceremony, you know, for CERN and all that stuff in Europe, and there's just a lot of weird stuff going on. I think it was like a tunnel that they were opening in Europe, but it was simultaneous to when CERN was happening. But there, you know, there's all kinds of rituals and weird things that have happened in all these different ceremonies. And you got the award shows and different things like that. And for many years, people just thought, nah, that's not happening. That's not real. But now we're in a time, because of all the exposure and the conversations and the new media, you got the alternative media, folks talking about things like this. Plus, I just think Christians have become a little bit more aware, a little bit more astute. At least the remnant has. I know you have. I have. We're starting to question everything. You know, not the Bible, not our faith, but I'm talking about the narrative. When something comes out, just because government says it or the media says it, doesn't mean we necessarily have to take it and just believe it. We now are at the point where we say, well, let me pray about that. Let me discern what's going on here. Is there more to this story? And a lot of times there is. So you dig and you research and you find out there's stuff that the mainstream corporate media that's owned by six corporations, 90%, you find out, hey, they left this part out, or they reported this way, but this is what the folks on the ground are saying. So we've really come a long way. And I think this is the biggest fear of the cabal or the deep state or the shadow government or whoever, you know, it is that you want to, whatever you want to call them, label them, the Wizard of Oz behind the scenes that are shoving moral, you know, just immorality and the woke agenda and all the demonic stuff that they've been pushing, trying to shove that down our throats for so many years, the curriculums in the schools, just all of it, abortion. So there is an awakening, and that's part of, I believe, the undercurrent of revival that continues to grow. And this, now we're in a season of exposure, a lot of exposure. Some of it good, some of it maybe not good. I certainly could see how the enemy could use this. But for the most part, so far, a lot of the exposure has been folks that have done stuff that they shouldn't have done. And now it's coming out. And so one of the big stories and one of the things that's coming out right now is this interview that Cat Williams did on this podcast, where he basically was outing a lot of what's happened in Hollywood, saying that people are selling them their souls, and you know, you got to pay the piper, in other words. And we've reported this, like I said, for years, but this is now a big story. So let's get into this today and go back a little bit down memory lane here about all the people that have come out about Hollywood and said, hey, something's going on here. Like, you should know this. And there's been a lot of folks that have come out over the years as kind of like whistleblower light, you know, saying certain things about Hollywood. But have we remembered all of what they've said? Have we understood the level of the depravity that's actually happened in Hollywood, which, by the way, I believe has a plumb line to government? You got to look up Operation Mockingbird and the Church Commission. And there's a lot of there about there's been people that have been plants in the industry to push predictive programming and propaganda and a certain narrative. And it goes along with what Obama used to talk about, you know, the new norms. There's these new norms. Well, who says new norms? Obama? Who you say there's new norms? Because I stick to the word of God, which says the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same. Morality does not change. What the Bible says is evil. What the Bible says is good is good. We're not evolving, like T.D. Jakes has said on the LGBTQ issue. We're not evolving on that issue. It's very plain and simple. Very plain and simple. So let's go down this rabbit hole, if you will, today. It's something, again, that's near and dear to my heart about Hollywood because of my, you know, child actor days. And let's hear a little bit about what Cat Williams had to say on this Club Shay Shay. Now, 35 million views on this. It was released a couple days back. 35 million views. Let's chime in. Let's hear what he had to say about some of the stuff that's going on in Hollywood. Let's check this out.
Do you think a plant is? Maybe people don't understand the definitions of these words. Like, it's important in the checks and balances of the universe that liars not get to make complete narratives for themselves.
Are you not afraid about being blackballed again? These are some power people.
What do you mean again? These people are not powerful. Satan can't create anything. That includes blessings for his people. That's why, do you know what the number one job of somebody that sold their soul in Hollywood is?
What?
Is to act like it didn't happen. They all do the same job. Why do you think Gary Owen can't cross over and he already white and been in comedy for 25 years? If what I say ain't the case. It's a cabal. It's a consortium. They rock with who they rock with, and they don't with who they don't. But I'm not scared of being the competition any more than you were when you lined up across from a superior team. Yeah, on paper, they're a better team.
Right.
They have all the assets and resources, and we don't. But let us get on the line, boy, and see if that factors in. I guarantee you it won't.
Wow.
All right, some explosive stuff right there. Basically, so this is the number one. I mean, he's known as, I'm going to read the description in this interview with Club Shay Shay with Cat Williams. It says, legendary Cat Williams, hailed by many as the greatest comedian alive, joins Shannon Sharp on Club Shay Shay for an explosively candid conversation. Wow. I mean, talk about explosive. There's more evidence from somebody very, very a Hollywood insider, somebody that's been inside these circles for many, many years, that's saying, his own words, a cabal, a consortium. Who is pulling the levers behind these things? And how deep does this go? Is it connected to the same individuals that came after President Trump? Is it connected to the same individuals that came after John F. Kennedy? How deep does the rabbit hole go? Now, as Christians, should we be focusing on this? No. I think we need to be focused on the Word of God and making disciples and winning souls. And that's why you'll see me for the majority, I'd say 99.9% of the time, that's what we do. However, I think for the watchmen, for those that are spiritually astute, that understand the spiritual dynamic of the battle that we're in and how deep this goes. So when you argue me, Christian parent, about Taylor Swift, or about Disney or about some of these other things that we report on that people say, ah, that's just too much. It's just too much for me. I can't get into all that. Well, but if you have the understanding from somebody who's been in the industry, like a Cat Williams, who's out here saying, hey, look, these people sold their soul. Like, you have to understand, you can't even get to that position of stardom in Hollywood without selling your soul. Well, what do you mean selling your soul? What does that mean? Selling your soul? That's just an actress or an actor. What are you talking about, Pastor Todd? You're going down a rabbit hole here. Am I? And so this is all coming out. When we get back, we're going to get into a clip where Cat Williams talks about T.D. Jakes. And you're going to hear my opinion on this and many more things. You're going to want to stick around. We're going there today, but this is redeemable. We're going to redeem this for the glory and the kingdom. And what's been done in darkness will come to light. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Todd Coconato Show, otherwise known as The Remnant. Pastor Todd here. We're going to be having a new app coming out very soon, very, very soon. And it's going to be called TCM, or Todd Coconato Ministries app. And it's already, I think, available in the Google Play Store. It's going to be available in the Apple Store very soon. And I am so excited about this because we're going to be able to broadcast censorship-free on there. So make sure you keep an eye out for it, and I'll let you know when it's in the iPhone Store, the Apple Store, I guess it would be. But it's in the Google Play Store. You can go in there right now under TCM or Todd Coconato Ministries and download it. Of course, it's in like a beta stage right now, but we're going to be adding a lot more features, and this is just a huge deal. So I want to thank everybody who's downloading it, and also, of course, those that have worked on it. You are a massive blessing to me. You know who you are, sir. So anyways, okay, let me get into this now. So we're going to play a clip here of this same interview with Cat Williams. It's Cat Williams Unleashed. It's on Club Shay Shay. Millions of people have watched. It's over 35 million. And it's been repeated all over online on social media, TikTok and Instagram. And, there's a couple of groundbreaking things that this guy said. Pretty crazy stuff. Takes some shots at Ricky Smiley and Cedric the Entertainer and Steve Harvey and Kevin Hart. But he opens up about a lot of stuff on this interview. I thought that were the big headlines for me was what we just played, and also about T.D. Jakes and just him mentioning. And then I'm going to tell you what I think about it. So let's go ahead and play this clip here. Cat Williams talking about T.D. Jakes and others being exposed.
I've had to turn down $50 million four times. Four times, just to protect my integrity, because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you gotta tell him no. Kanye don't say nothing I can agree with. Okay. He was the weird guy in the beginning with the pink sweaters, right? When we met him. Like, yeah. What do you think, moving to a beat of your own drum? This dude started a church and kept cussing. Nobody in black church said nothing. You would have thought all the pastors would have came. You can't be no gospel artist. Nobody said nothing. Because T.D. Jakes over there would be in it. Like,
come on, Cat.
Wow. So there you have it again. T.D. Jakes coming in the conversation here. So a lot of folks have written me and they say, well, Pastor, what do you think about this whole thing with T.D. Jakes? Look, here's the thing. I stick to facts. And I do that so that we don't mess with our credibility. At this point, there are so many people that are trying to mess with my credibility, the church's credibility, so I stick to facts. And I also think about the scripture that says don't get caught up in the conspiracies. So a lot of the things that they call conspiracy are truth, and that's why we cover them, like what's going on in Hollywood, or like I covered the event that happened down in Miami, and I gave my opinion on what I think's going on there. So, we can chime in on certain things, but we don't spend all of our time going down some rabbit hole to where we're not reading the Word of God, or we're not, out there winning souls. Like I said, that's the majority of what we do. But there are certain things that I think are worth discussing. Hollywood has global impact. Anywhere you go in the world, there's going to be somebody that's affected by Hollywood and the content that we've sent all around the world. Anywhere. I mean, I've been in other countries, and it's like you would never even think they even know who these people are. They know. They've watched the movies. And so Hollywood has been, all this stuff that's been produced over the last 30, 40 years, I mean, even before that, of course, but especially in this time period, has gone all around the world. And it's impacted cultures and people, and it's been exasperated to the point where this is why we have the moral depravity that we have in our societies around the world right now, is because they kept pushing the envelope on us. And we didn't realize, a lot of people didn't realize, you know, even if you think back to the 80s, when they only had a couple of news outlets out there and everybody waited for the 5 o'clock news or the New York Times to come. So your father would sit there and read through the whole paper. Remember that in the Sunday edition and everything? I mean, that's how people got their news. That's where it came from. So for many years, this was the reality. And then all of a sudden the internet comes along and you got alternative voices and people out there that are exposing. And this has now gotten to a point where it's now crazier than ever, to where more and more people, and you have to really discern and know, you know, you have to figure out what's real, what's not. You know, a lot of people have gotten caught up in things that are not real. And, you know, if you have, and then the Lord reveals something to you, like for instance, the whole Q thing, or, you know, some of the psychological warfare operations that have been ran on us as a people over the last many years, you know, and again, though, I think those people are good people. And I think some of the stuff was true, but I think there was a mixture in there of some new age and some disinformation to get people real confused. And so a lot of the things that some of the prophets, for instance, some of the quote unquote prophets that are the internet prophets that have said, you know, something's going to happen in 2021 and 2022 and 2023. And well, none of those things happen. So, you know, what we got to do now is course correct. If you've gotten caught up listening to some of these folks, and I'm not saying that people can't be wrong sometimes, but if they're saying, thus says the Lord, and they're doubling down and doubling down and doubling down and going on all these Christian shows and still saying Trump is president currently, and there's this, you know, the military's in control or whatever some of these quote unquote prophetic voices that are out there have said, and then double down again, it's going to happen in 22, it's going to happen in 23, Trump is going to be restored to the White House. Well, look, it's 2024, and that didn't happen. So I'm not here to, like, you know, people say, why are you so mean? I'm not mean at all. I mean, if I was saying that, you better believe there'd be people out there all over me. And I'd have to repent as a leader and say, hey, I missed it. I got it wrong. You know, and so the best thing we can do as Christians is just course correct. Like, you know, whatever. Just course correct. Don't keep doubling down on something that's false. But what we're seeing in this season of exposure is there's a lot of stuff coming out. We got to figure out how to navigate this as a Christian and do it in a way that we're not deceived, because the Bible says even the elect will be deceived. And so God is teaching us, ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, is this you? Holy Spirit, give me strategy. Give me understanding of this. And when we go back to Hollywood now and we talk about this, let's play some clips of things that people have said over the years about selling their soul in Hollywood. Let's play some of these clips.
Getting ready to go on stage and perform. This is Sasha Fierce. When does she show up?
Usually when I hear the crowd, when I put on my stilettos, when, like, the moment right before when you're nervous and that other thing kind of takes over for you.
Uh-huh.
Then Sasha Fierce appears, and my posture and the way I speak and everything is different.
Old Sasha's coming out.
No, she's not. She doesn't do interviews. She only performs.
Oh, she doesn't do interviews?
No.
No, you leave her home for that.
Yes.
But no, is it like a process that happens too? Like you were talking about the high heels, like once the lashes go on and the makeup and all that stuff.
It's kind of like when I do a movie, becoming the character. Once you put on the wig and once you put on the clothes, you walk different.
Yeah.
It's kind of this character that I've created over the years.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And how is Sasha Fierce different than I am?
Well, I know, you know, definitely wearing that bodysuit, I can never walk out here and do that.
You're still out here doing these songs, you know, you're still on tour.
I do, but I don't take it for granted.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I mean, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
In this earth and then in the world we can't see.
All right, so you just heard from Beyonce, who says she has an alter ego, which is demonic as far as I'm concerned, called Sasha Fierce. And then you heard from Bob Dylan, of course, the singer-songwriter. He says he sold his soul to the big guy, to the devil. So these are two pretty scary references, kind of similar to what was being discussed on the broadcast there just a few minutes ago with Cat Williams. So we're going to get into this more. Stay tuned, PastorTodd.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Coconato Show, otherwise known as The Remnant. We're getting into kind of an interesting topic today, selling your soul to the devil in Hollywood. Cat Williams comes out recently on this explosive podcast where he basically exposes Hollywood for being a cabal, a consortium, as he says. That you got to sell your soul, and he didn't do it, apparently. Well, there's actually been many, many people that have come out in the past that have said this as well. And so there's actually a lot of evidence to the fact that there is something going on here where people are maybe selling their soul to the devil to get famous. Kind of reminds me of what Satan tried to do to Jesus when he tempted him in the wilderness. Of course, Jesus resisted, said, "Get behind me." It's quoted scripture, "It is written." But what was Satan trying to do? He was trying to give him the kingdoms of this earth. They made it harder to find these clips online, by the way. I used to be able to find these videos very easy. They made it, they buried these. And so I think what they're trying to do is squelch some of this exposure that's happening. You know, they're trying to squelch it. So, you could find them if you really dig. But I remember, because I've been doing this for years, you know, I have a lot of information. So there's been so many people that have come out. Let me play a little clip. This was kind of a news report on Kanye West, and he claimed that there was a list of people that were sacrificed by Hollywood. Let's listen to this.
They can't control me. You get what I'm saying? They can control Shaq. They can control Charles Barkley. They can control LeBron James. They can control Jay-Z and Beyonce.
But not you, man.
But they can't control me. You not see, you. It ain't no name I won't name. Exactly. It's up here. My mama was sacrificed.
Me too.
You understand?
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Michael Jordan, what about him? His daddy, right? Bill Cosby, his son, right? Dr. Dre, his son. You know, out in Hollywood, a lot of people come up missing. Feels like it might be a lot of that in order to control, traumatize. They want to monetize and traumatize.
Only the person that's getting canceled, they're trying to shut them up. But anybody's watching now, they shut up because they say, if it can happen to this guy, it can happen to me. I believe he's doing great. You know, he's still, you know, dealing with some people trying to hold on to his money. But for the most part, I believe he's in a good space.
If you haven't caught up yet, Ice Cube has been actively revealing the secrets of Hollywood gatekeepers, and he recently went viral after seemingly implying that the industry at least tried to get rid of Kanye West. To give you some background, Cube and Ye have been friends for many years. During one of these podcast appearances, Kanye recalled how back in 2016, he was placed on an involuntary psychiatric hold after being wrongly diagnosed, and he seemingly implied that his handlers tried to poison him with lithium.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, look, they tried to medicate me. I was exhausted. They wrongly diagnosed me. And they when I asked them, how much lithium did you want to put me on exactly? It took them 4 days to answer because they were embarrassed about the amount, right? And I refused to take this, right? You understand that if I had taken the medication, I would not be here, and it would have been, woe is, he was deeply troubled. We miss him. We love his music, though.
Well, they would have Britney Spears too. I mean, look at
they would have Michael Jackson,
or worse, yeah.
So look, look at what they did to Britney. When she went in, she was tired, she was exhausted, yeah. She was in a bad way. But 10 years of that medication wrecked her brain. You can see it now. Yeah. You can see there's not much of her left.
What's also crazy is that weeks after Kanye made these claims, news broke that former 90s pop star Aaron Carter drowned in his bathtub just one day after he tweeted this. Yo, Kanye, let's talk man to man. Kanye later suggested that Aaron was because he wanted to talk to him about Harley Pasternak, Kanye's former personal trainer, who threatened he would institutionalize him.
That way, if they did attempt to kill me or kill me like they killed Michael Jackson or JFK, then, or Aaron, what is the guy's name? Aaron Carter, the guy who wanted to talk to me about the Harley Pasternak situation. If they did do that, they would say, oh, it's Ye's mental health.
Wow, there's a lot there. So, I mean, I could just keep, you know, scouring the internet and finding more clips. But a lot of people over the years have tried to come out and out Hollywood. And so in this very interesting time that we're in, when I believe, you know, judgment comes first in the house of the Lord. So we're seeing a lot of things in the church. And by the way, I said there's a bad side to this, too. And there is, you know, when there's so much exposure and there's so many people that are coming out and exposing other ministers and things like that. This is an opportune time for the enemy to accuse righteous people. And because there's so much vitriol and just horrible things that have been exposed, now people are believing guilty until proven innocent for anybody. And so we got to use discernment as we walk this you know, this minefield, okay? But it is, there's definitely some exposure going on, a lot of it. I said that I would share what I felt about TD Jakes. Here's the thing. Like I said, I go by facts. But the deal is that regardless, he shouldn't have been in those places like at Diddy's parties and things like that. What place does light have with darkness? There's no reason why a man of God should be at a place, at a function where there's sex and drugs and all types of things like that. You want to avoid those places. The Bible says avoid even the appearance of evil. So there's no reason why why I as a believer, and you think of some of the pastors that have been really close to Hollywood. Well, guess what? I was around Hollywood a lot, but I never, you know, I wasn't in those types of settings. And if I was, I got out really quick and I made sure not to go back. You know, if I didn't know what was going on and I was invited somewhere, but I would not be in a type of situation like that. I knew that parties were bad and, you know, what do you expect? You're going to a Puff Daddy party. Well, what do you think is going to happen there? You know? So I would never go to those types of things. And so I think that he opened himself up. Now, whether or not the things that are being said online about him are true or not, it certainly seems like there's something there, and that's why it's caught so much steam. And so, wow, what a time, right? I mean, Hollywood, we know, is, for the most part, has been demonic in what they put out from a content standpoint for many, many years, and their influence and what they pushed, whether it's sex or drugs or, I mean, you name it, the whole LGBTQ agenda. I mean, there's so much propaganda in these movies, especially now. You even see them in the children's films. And so for the believer today in 2024, we've got to understand the battlefield that we're on. We have to understand the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. So why am I playing Cat Williams? Why am I playing Kanye West? And by the way, let's just get this out there because it's an elephant in the room right now. Cat Williams said that Kanye was part of the cabal. Maybe he was at some point. Did you ever think of that? I mean, when he was on the show with the Kardashians and everything, well, yeah, that's, to me, that was pushing a bunch of propaganda and, you know, making every young girl think this is what it looks like to be successful. This is what you should attain to be, you know, put stuff in your behind to make your butt bigger. I mean, this is what people want now. You know, I mean, I don't even get me started, okay? And yes, we need to have these types of conversations because I know this stuff is social conditioning. This is, they're pushing agendas. The show, the Kardashians, give me a break. I mean, that show pushed so many different agendas, just like the Super Bowl halftime show has witchcraft in it. I mean, these are things that we just need to come to the understanding. Yes, these are happening. Look at Taylor Swift and some of the things that happened at her concerts. You're telling me that's not demonic? What's going on there when there's all kinds of evil, dark stuff, or little Nas X with his Satan shoes? Or you know, I mean, we could just keep going. And so why have American Christians and Western Christians not said anything about this or just continue to watch this nonsense as if there's nothing going on? And now we're at the age of exposure. And everything, the institutions and the things that have been around. I mean, look at the government. Look what Trump was able to reveal when it comes to how much of our government is not controlled by the president. Who's controlling it now? Who's controlling our government now when you got Joe Biden that can't even barely speak a sentence? You're telling me he's running, he's the leader of the free world? No. So this can be overwhelming to the remnant believer, to you, to me. When we see all this exposure and big names in the Christian world, well, how did they get to be? Who is the person that raised this person up? And that's what we got to get to. And so let's get back to accountability. Let's get back to making disciples. Let's get back to what the Bible says. And let's understand that a lot of this stuff that we've watched and seen as a culture for years and decades has been propagandized, predictive programming, evil people masquerading as good people. And in Hollywood, there's been all kinds of pedophilia and all kinds of stuff that now is coming out. And it's been coming out. Think about Harvey Weinstein and the NXIVM situation. So I'm thankful this stuff has come out. Think about when you had Disney out there a few years ago and that whole thing that was going on with DeSantis down in Florida and a lot of the stuff they were pushing. This is supposed to be a kid's brand. Why would a kid's brand be invested in pushing alternative lifestyles and pushing all this stuff that I don't want to say because they'll take my feed down, but you know what I'm talking about. 57 genders and all that stuff. I mean, why would they be pushing that? A kid's brand. Unless there's somebody behind the scenes, a Wizard of Oz, if you will, pulling the strings, pushing an agenda that's working in tandem in collaboration. And when you come out against it, you better be ready for this whole thing to be turned on you. And then all of a sudden, the war that you're in, the warfare that you're dealing with, when you realize this is the reality, look at a guy like Kanye West who flips the script and all of a sudden starts exposing this stuff, and they cancel him all over. They cancel his lucrative endorsements and all the different brands that he was involved in deals with. They cancel his social media. You know, they get him off, all they deplatform him. Isn't it interesting that guys that come out and start talking about this stuff, all of a sudden they lose, you know, they're pushing all these attacks on their credibility. I mean, it's like they want to destroy them. Think about all the accusations that have come against. Remember when Kavanaugh was being, brought into the Supreme Court and all the accusations that were brought against him, all the accusations against Donald Trump? Think about the main voices that were supporting President Trump in 2016. I mean, you got Bill O'Reilly canceled. You know, you got Tucker Carlson now, not on Fox anymore. Thank God he's gone around this with X and Elon Musk, like him or not. At least it's a platform that's allowing him to speak. But think about Alex Jones, deplatformed everywhere. I mean, there were so many people that were former, the big people that were supporting President Trump that are gone, or they're at least deplatformed and have been majorly censored. So they're trying to get ahead of this and find these voices because they know that these types of conversations are being had on the alternative media and they can't stand it. Why do you think my social media pages are so censored? I mean, you're telling me that I got over 200,000 followers on a page and there's 40 people on a stream? Give me a break. That's not real. That's not real. When we do a firepower show and you know, and all of a sudden the numbers jump up and then jump back down. Like, what's going on here? What's happening with these numbers? Is there a person that's monitoring my page? I can't talk about certain subjects. I can only talk about some subjects. So that's why we have the podcast and now we have the app. And so you can download the app. If you go to pastortodd.org, it's going to be up there. It's not up there yet, but it's going to be in the Apple Store very soon. And it's going to be in the, it's already in the Google Play Store, but you'll be able to get this app and save it on your phone. Even if they take me off those platforms, it'll remain. And this is a way for you to get notifications when I go live, and we're going to get around this censorship regime. But I just find this stuff interesting because, like, I've been fighting this battle for many, many years as a former Hollywood actor, not famous one, but one that was in there, saw underneath the covers. And wow, now a lot of people are talking about these things. Is it time, Christian, that we finally realize, yes, this is what's happening? It's a spiritual battle of light versus darkness. What does the Bible say about all this stuff? What does the Bible say about the battle that we're in as a Christian, especially an end time Christian? So let's get to these things. And we got one more segment left on the show. PastorTodd.org is the website, PastorTodd.org. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We got one more segment of the show. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Coconato Show. We're exposing... Clearly, there's something going on in Hollywood. Many, many people for many, many years have said that there is a dark underbelly in Hollywood. I saw a lot of it myself, not all of it, but a lot. Now, you got Cat Williams that just came out with this interview saying, yes, there's a cabal, there's a consortium. You have all different types of things that are happening that are being exposed as we go just a few days into 2024, and it's just everywhere you're seeing exposure. The Epstein, you got Clinton that was on there, and Prince Andrew or whatever his name is. You know, all these people that are being exposed. I mean, there's a bunch of celebrities that were on there, and so that's coming out, and that's only just begun, even though I know this list has been around for a while. People had it a couple years ago, I think. But, you know, for whatever reason, it's now getting the attention, and apparently it's now being released, according to the media. But you got all these people being tied in on that. Of course, they're going to try to come after Trump and say that he was doing stuff because they always have to skew the narrative. But Trump actually kicked Epstein out of his Mar-a-Lago country club. So that's going to all come out. So let me just talk about 10 verses in the Bible, because I told you we'd redeem this here, and why the Lord allows exposure to happen. You know, Ephesians 5:11 says this: take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. So God encourages us as believers to expose sinful deeds, to bring about repentance and redemption, and also so that Christians aren't caught up in the lies and the illusions and the false narratives. And for many years, I think, folks, you know, this is how the country got to where we are today, is because we were mesmerized, kind of like the Roman Empire towards the end, when we were mesmerized in sports and Hollywood and all different things that really weren't fruitful. We weren't working on bettering our nation. Some people were, but for the most part, we went off the moral cliff. The church was kind of absent in the seeker-friendly church growth strategy world of mega churches. And there just wasn't a lot of exposure and there wasn't a lot of stuff happening. Then this great awakening started happening. And I don't know exactly when it started, but there's this undercurrent of revival that's happening in the church where people, the ecclesia is waking up to what's actually happening, the body of Christ, and understanding where we are on the timeline, like the hour is extremely late. And while there is a revolution in the world where there's all different types of evil and nefarious plans that are out there, World Economic Forum, UN Agenda 2030, Klaus Schwab and all his evil ideas and plans, and you got the cashless society and the digital currency that's being rolled out, and we're seeing the beginning of the beast system and supercomputers and quantum computers, and I just keep going and going and going. It's overwhelming. Tech and all the stuff that I was talking about earlier, where soon people are going to be chipping their brains, and transhumanism, and so it's overload, it's information overload, and then you got exposure coming out of every different direction. And so, you know, don't take part in these unfruitful works of darkness. Instead, expose them. Expose them. Luke 8:17. It says, "For there's nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open." So God's ultimate plan for all of this is for these things to be revealed. What's been done in darkness is going to be brought to light. It's ensuring that there's going to be justice and accountability. So for those of us that are frustrated, we're like, when are these people ever going to be brought to justice? The Clintons and, you know, Obamas and all these people that have done all this stuff. When is this ever going to come out? Well, according to the word of God, they're going to have to deal, just like Nebuchadnezzar did and all the other people in the Bible that had to deal with their sin. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. The wages of sin are death. And what we have to understand is the battlefield that we're fighting on. It's not one of flesh and blood. It's one of strongholds and principalities. And when you hit a major artery like Hollywood, you better be ready for some warfare. But when you start understanding what's going on and you come out of what I call the matrix, and we start understanding how all this stuff works, that a lot of these people are part of a deep, dark, you know, cabal, as he said, you know, and let's just face the fact. And so, but here's the deal. It's going to come out. Psalm 90 verse 8 says, "You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence." So God sees our secret sins and calls us to acknowledge them and seek his forgiveness through repentance of sin, turning from that sin, turning away. Proverbs 28:13, it says, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." So God is encouraging. Look, I don't care if you're a Hollywood executive or somebody deep, dark, you know, at the very top of this food chain. If you're listening somehow to this podcast, the Lord is offering you a way out. You got to repent. Turn from your wickedness, denounce it, renounce it, and you're going to find mercy in the Lord. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Understand that this is the reality of our world, that we're in a spiritual battle of light versus darkness. God wants us to confess and repent as a way to receive his mercy and forgiveness. It's important. It's a must. You got to repent. That means you got to turn from the sin. If you keep on doing the sin, then you're not serving the Lord. So number five, 1 Timothy 5:24 through 25. 1 Timothy 5:24 through 25 says this: the sins of some people are conspicuous, going before them to judgment, but the sins of others appear later. So God has a timing in exposing sin. It may vary, but ultimately all are going to face judgment for what they do. These people that have sold their soul to the devil, if they don't repent, if they don't turn from their evil, they're going to rot in hell. They're going to be eternally tormented. There's a price to pay. We're just passing through in this world. We're just passing through. So as we pass through in this world, we want to do the work of the kingdom. We want to be on the right side so that we can rule and reign and go to heaven. This is the reality of the world. The New Jerusalem, you know, ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ for all eternity. So Hebrews 4:13, it says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So God's omniscience ensures that nothing remains hidden from his knowledge. He knows everything. You think that people are going to, these people, it may look good for them right now. And I thank God to some of the people that have gotten out or tried to get out. I see a lot of people coming out of this system, this Babylon system, come out from among them. That's my book. Come out from among them. You can get it at PastorToddBook.com. But why did God give me that message? Well, because he's wanting everybody that's listening to this right now, if you're living for the Lord, then great. If you've repented and you're an on fire believer, then you're in the best position you could be. But if you're someone that hasn't repented yet and you're playing Russian roulette, you're gambling right now, listen, you better repent. I'm telling you, the time is late. The hour is late. This is not a time to be messing around. Everything is going to come out. Everything's going to come out. But it's better if you repent now and you change your life. The Lord might give you mercy and you might not have to get exposed publicly. But if you're someone on here and you're doing some stuff that you know you shouldn't be doing, cheating on your spouse, sleeping with little boys, doing something real awful, real demonic and evil, man, I'm telling you, not only do you better repent, but you're going to have to pay for that sin. You're going to have to pay because the wages of sin are death. And you're going to have to deal with the consequences of your sin. But repent now. Turn now. This is a time, listen, this is a time where God is giving everybody a chance to repent. Everybody. And we all need to listen to his voice right now and do it. It's definitely not a time to be messing around with God. God's light in the form of Christ exposes sin, but some may resist it due to their love for sinful deeds. It's John 3:19-20. It says, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. Well, guess what? They're going to be exposed anyway. So God allows darkness to come to light to bring repentance, justice, accountability. It serves us an opportunity for individuals to acknowledge their sins, turn to him, and receive his mercy and forgiveness. Ultimately, God's desire is for all things to be known and judged in his light. He wants us to walk in the light, to live a righteous life. Now that we know these things, praise God that we know these things. That now when we look at a Hollywood movie, we look for predictive programming. We look, most of us don't even watch the movie anymore. But if you do watch the movie, you're at least looking for some type of propaganda. You understand this spiritual battle. Maybe you're going to cancel your Netflix. I did. I mean, cancel some of these streaming platforms that are demonic. Maybe don't take your kids to Disneyland because you understand there's an agenda. I mean, there's just so many things that we as a Christian can now understand as watchmen to live in a more appropriate way that pleases the Lord and also uncovers the works of darkness. Because just the fact that we're walking in Jesus Christ and the light of Jesus Christ is when we walk in the room, demons flee because of Jesus. You say the name of Jesus. There's something happening in the spirit. You are a bearer of light. The Holy Spirit lives in you. The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, wow. It's an interesting conversation today. So if you didn't know, now you know. Thank you, Cat Williams, for being bold enough to do what some preachers aren't. We love you. We bless you. We'll be back next week. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to today's broadcast of the Todd Coconato Show. We're going to keep doing these types of broadcasts and, of course, our teachings where we expose the works of darkness and we equip the remnant and those that are willing to have ears to hear and eyes to see to understand the complexity of this hour, but yet know that we are on the winning team and we will, in fact, win. We're going to occupy until he comes. PastorTodd.org is the website. If you're listening to this, that means you're listening to the podcast version of the show or the streaming version. But I want to thank you for tuning in, and please help support us by going to PastorTodd.org or ToddCoconato.com/give. We need support in order to do more of these broadcasts. Thank you, and God bless you.